Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We are looking forward to your calls, but we won't get them if you don't dial. So 888-723-4630 is the number. Call us.
Okay. And also, if you can't call us for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player, and that's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we pretty much do it. We pretty much handle all the calls that come in. In the meantime, while people are dialing 888-RADIO-30, you can call us about any eBay issue you might have, an issue with your business. You may call us to have a listing dished. We love to do that. That's where we look over your listing and give you some advice. And we've gotten such great response from people who have told us that they've become more successful after our listing dish.
It's true, huh?
Edie in Santa Monica, California, known as La-Ti-Da, wrote this in to us. I have switched some of my listings to good till canceled, and I realize I have no idea when or if they are presented in a buyer search. I feel like I've lost control. How does it work? I have less items showing up in my ending today queue. Maybe a bad idea to switch to this method during holiday rush. What do you think?
No. Let me be clear about this, because there's a lot of misunderstanding, and we talked about this before. If you've got fixed price listings, and I know we provide the option for fixed price listings to, you know, for 3, 5, 7, 10, 30 days, list it as good until canceled, and let it go. There is a myth out there that you get better exposure if you end it every 3 days and you relist it, or that worse, this myth that's been going around it was pretty prevalent, that listings get quote-unquote stale or quote-unquote corrupted as they get older. This is nonsense. This is absolute nonsense. The eBay-suggested best practice, straight from our search team, reiterated more than once, is if you have a fixed price listing, list it as good until canceled and let it go. Now, if you're finding it's not selling, check the hits in your My eBay page. If it's getting tons of hits, people are finding your listing. I guarantee you. If it's not selling, it's not because they're not finding it. It's not selling because something isn't appealing about the listing. And in most cases, that's the price. So check your price. Consider putting it on sale. The reason why we provide those sales tools like Markdown Manager, and then when you do a Markdown Manager, you can use Promotion Managers to promote it as an offer on your listing pages, is because it does work. So yeah, no, don't. And if you're wondering how your item shows up in search, don't wonder or guess.
Look for it.
Go look for it. Go use keywords that are in your title and find out, how does my item appear in search? Where is it? It may prompt you to make changes to your listing, maybe your title or your description or item specifics or photos. But don't end it and relist it every 5 or 7 or 10 days. I mean, that's just nonsense.
Not only that, it's a pain in the neck.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint about why this isn't a good thing if you're not making changes for your listing. So say you're a buyer like me, and I have I have close to 100 searches, or how many of you can have, but about 20 or 30 of them are actively sending me emails. Every time you end that listing and relist it, it shows up, say it's one of my searches, it shows up in my search, and I say, well, I don't want that. And it keeps showing up, and I don't want that. But I don't want that. So you're not really reminding sellers to go and buy it, you're reminding sellers that, you know, I haven't changed the price. Here it is again. It's like putting it up in front of your face every 3, 5, 7, or 10 days. I have one person who's doing it with a shirt every 3 days. And I kind of like to say, you know, email me when you lower the price, maybe, or email me when you put better pictures in. So yeah, this belief about having your listing end 1, 3, 5, 7, or 10 days is nonsense. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Now we hear from, you know, the new listings that I put up this weekend, they're all good till cancel.
Yeah, all then you don't have to worry about
that's
them.
That's right. It was a pain in the neck for me.
I sell a lot of stuff from good until cancel. Some of those listings are older, and they tend to sell when I put them on sale, or I make a change to the listing that might make it more appealing, like a better photo, or I change the title. And I do this, you know. I'll find a mistake. You know, you know what's really good about being high profile? There are lots of folks who look at my listings mm-hmm. and then email me where I've made mistakes. Do you know how invaluable that is? I feel I'm getting free proofreading. It's great.
Same thing to me, and they always say, I don't wish to offend you, Lee.
Oh, I'm not offended. I'm glad you emailed
me. I'm delighted.
Delighted.
Yes.
I always say, look, if you want to apply that eagle eye to the rest of my listings, I'd be most grateful.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'd gladly give you a hamburger on Tuesday yes. for
and they find good
today.
Things. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they
yeah,
wouldn't say it, you
that's
know?
That's exactly right.
Well, Mary from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, known on eBay as Mary's_world,
mm-hmm.
has this question, Griff.
Yeah.
She says, I'm still learning, and I have this question.
Yeah.
When using the global shipping program, if I have an item that is listed having free shipping,
yeah.
what happens when it sells and you have to send it to the global shipping warehouse?
You send it as if it was a buyer at Erlanger, Kentucky. You send it for free to Kentucky.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Even though it says free.
It's when you say free domestic, that means any address.
Right.
So if you're in the global shipping program.
Send it to the warehouse.
You just send it to the warehouse.
And that's it.
Right.
Okay, Mary.
But you can't charge the buyer. Because
you said free.
Well, not that you said free. So free shipping won't show up to the buyer. But when eBay calculates the total price, then they're going to give them a price based on the fact that you are paying for it to get to Kentucky. So you can't change the invoice and add shipping in. You just ship it for free as if your buyer was in Kentucky. Think of global shipping. Think of your buyer as living in Kentucky. Only they don't. But that's where you're sending it to.
It would be cute if while you're visiting Kentucky.
Yeah.
That you take a picture all tied up in something, because you know how we have that intro that says, once mailed himself to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program.
You want me to do that?
Do some kind of funny thing that would go along with that.
You want me to do something funny?
I think that would be funny.
What I do in the show isn't enough.
No, it's not.
You just want more.
I've been
all the
meaning
time.
To talk to you about that.
It's just never ending with you, babe.
Kathy Davison from Sutherland, Oregon, known on eBay as Kathy8811, has a question. How long after a defect has timed out before it comes off the report? I had one that became a year old on the 14th. I had read somewhere that these old ones would come off on the 20th of the month, but it didn't. Is there something we're supposed to do to get it removed? Thanks
nothing.
So much, Kathy.
Nothing. Do nothing. The last thing you should do is call customer support. Don't. It'll come off. That won't count. You'll see it.
Not to worry.
Right. So she didn't say the 14th of what month?
She said, I had one that became a year old on the 14th.
Let's say it's the 14th of October.
Okay. Right. I had read somewhere that these old ones would come off on the 20th, but
no.
It didn't. Well, it's today. Yesterday was the 20th.
Right. It'll come off on the... On your when the report's at the beginning of the month, check in November. But stop worrying about it.
Easy for you to say, big boy.
Well, it's just that, yeah, it'll come off. They fall off. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then
I just
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's human nature to obsess about these things. I'm watching sellers spend inordinate amounts of time trying to contact customer support to get an answer about these things. I'm going to be realistic with you. Is it ideal? No. But I don't want you to spend this time worrying about one defect where you're spending time you should be listing, packing, sourcing, writing descriptions, taking photos on hold with customer support. Don't do it. Don't.
We get it. Good.
Thanks.
See, not everybody listens all the time. That's the problem.
Well, when they do listen, they don't agree. But that's, giving you my advice. You don't have to take my advice. Walk away if you don't want to take it. But.
And Griff, speaking of advice, the eBay Seller Standards team is hosting another webinar.
Again.
It's titled Build Your Business with Great Service.
Yeah.
And it's an interactive event. It's going to take place on Wednesday, October 29th at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 1 p.m. Central or 2 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up now because spaces are limited. And if you want to find the link to the sign-up page, go to the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar, located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. Again, the date is Wednesday, October 29th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. So that's going to be a good one, all about customer service. So I did some listing. Did you do any listing this weekend?
I didn't. No, I'm sorry.
And why not? Hey, you know what I'm finding out?
Well,
you know those little gift boxes I'm giving with all the stuff I sell? You know, I'm giving gift boxes with some raffia.
Yeah.
People give used jewelry to people.
I know.
And they say this is vintage or this is from the 80s or whatever. Somebody just bought some rhinestone shoe clips from me with the box. They're going to use it for a gift. So just so you know, people do sometimes buy used items to give away as gifts.
No, I know that.
Yeah,
they do.
Not necessarily just speaking with you when I say
everybody
that.
Knows that.
Uh-huh.
This open phone segment was sponsored by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers. And we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to pagemage.com. And did we mention it's free?
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 292.
Your sales are not doing well on eBay. Marcia Collier is the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She has this tip.
If it's not selling, there has to be a reason why. You know, if you're listing on mobile, sometimes it really doesn't hurt to go back to the eBay site and see how it looks. Because just two paragraphs, and some people don't even do that much, of, 10-point aerial doesn't really sell an item. Remember, if you're selling something, you have to give a sales pitch. You've got competition out there. There's a reason why items don't sell. You've got to check your competition.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Dial us, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Boy, I'm really multitasking today, Griff.
Why? What are you doing now?
The nursing home is kicking my mother out as of Friday. They just told me last night. So I have to be on the phone with...
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they kicking her out?
She has refused to take any more physical therapy, and she just wants to just, you know, be.
Oh.
And they're a skilled nursing facility with long-term care beds, and they don't have a bed for her. So the whole family is stretched all over the country, desperately looking for a place for Ethel right now, and I'm taking phone calls during the break. Just thought I'd bring this up because it's a very heavy issue in my life right now. But life goes on, Griff.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot from this, and I'm going to do some blogs on the subject after it's all over with. Because I've learned some things that will really help people, I think, in the future. But in the meantime, we have some email from Debbie Imlay. Imlay, we know Debbie. From Chatsworth, California, known on eBay as Debs Couture. And she said, "Hi, my question, and maybe I've missed something. I thought that when we fill out the item specifics that those words will capture our listing when someone types in what they're looking for. Has that changed?"
It depends. Well, I need an example. But no, there's not a guarantee that you create an item specific type in a value, an attribute for a value you've created, that it's going to bring your item in search. It can for the defaults. For example, it can for if you select the brand for a piece of clothing in the item specifics and someone types that brand name in and you don't have it in your title, it should bring it up. But for some custom item specifics, no, that's not the case. That's why you want to still make sure that the most important words are still in your keyword or at least duplicated there. I mean, in your title.
I see.
Right.
Also, she has a comment. She said, "I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a listing to buy something, and all I see in the description are the seller's T&Cs. Please, people, give us a description. Just bullet points. I want to know what I'm buying."
Yeah, that's one of the worst ones, and I see that a lot.
Okay.
I do see that. It's a good idea. I mean, there's some items where the item specifics tells me everything I know, and I understand that. Okay. But it's nice to put something in there.
It definitely is. Yeah. I agree with you. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Give us a call. We'd love to hear your voice. 888-723-4630. We certainly appreciate that you're sending us these emails, but we'd also love to hear your voice today on the radio. So give us a call. So evidently some kids never outgrow Legos. Did you do Legos when you were a kid? I did, I think, Lincoln Logs, I did a lot of.
Yeah,
I'm old.
And they actually belonged to Lincoln.
As soon as I said that, I knew.
So when I was a small child, we had Tinker Toys.
Yeah, oh, I love Tinker Toys.
And then when we got older, we had Erector Sets.
Yeah, which you boys got, but I didn't.
I can't believe that slipped out. And then what else did we have? We had...
Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, I had Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
They came in a round too. This is like Tinker Toys.
Yeah.
Those were fun because you could build things.
Please, yeah, I loved them.
And Erector Sets were great because you could build things and they were motorized. And
yeah, boys got those.
Which was wrong.
It was definitely wrong.
Yeah, girls like to build things.
And the funny thing was I even asked for it and was told I couldn't have it because I was a girl.
Well, can
think
you...
Think about that for a minute.
Imagine I asked for a Kenner's Easy Bake Oven. I got slapped.
And you shouldn't
have.
I want
to learn how to cook.
And you shouldn't have.
I want to bake a little cake.
So as I was
saying, what's wrong with that?
Evidently, some kids never outgrow Legos. I have an item number for you to look at, Griff. Are you ready? Hello?
Yeah.
Item number. Okay. 1712.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Something broke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, darn it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it was my finger. Okay. Oh. I can put it in a
splint
later.
Oh, we're okay then. All right.
So go ahead. What was it again?
It's 1712.
I love it when you talk slow.
0564. 1644. Again, that's 1712-0564-1644.
Oh, this 1644.
Did it sell?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a 2013 Lego Mr. Gold minifigure. It's rare, apparently. Sealed worldwide. Funny title.
$1,500.
Yikes. Is it solid gold?
It says gold.
Yeah, wait,
but that could mean color.
Yeah, I think it's just, I mean, no, if this was solid gold, it would have sold for more than
that.
Oh,
definitely. Yeah.
So cool.
It's a brand new, unused, unopened, undamaged item.
Had to have it.
$1,500. Ooh, my, oh, my. It's a good one. If you've got some of those laying around the house, get on eBay right away. So go to, well, we really don't have time to do this, page 15. We're about ready to... And for
yeah,
the
it's
hour.
About it's so yeah. Because, but that's just us hour. I mean, we'll be back. Don't scare them away.
Well, I'm excited about our photos, Griff. They've gotten better. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think they're about a 7. But I want you to look at them.
Are
maybe
we ready
next
to dish
hour.
Them?
Maybe in the next hour you can dish one of my listings.
You know, I'd love to.
I know you would.
Oh, I'll be kind.
Well, we really want to know. I mean, I kind of know some things that are wrong with them, but you need to tell me.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sales. So now you've gone and done it, you wasted an hour. We got two more to do, too. This is eBay Radio, produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.